Welcome to Rough Mix with Brian Kelly, the podcast where I talk about how my music is made. In this episode, I'm playing around. It's long form. It's a jam session with myself where I get an idea and go with it. I would suggest that for you as well. Play long enough so that something comes up. And when it comes up, don't be afraid to go with it, regardless of how poor it sounds, how many mistakes you might make. Listen to the tune that is in your head and try to get it out, try to get it to form through the instrument that you're using. That I wasn't able to get out on the instrument, and I'm playing around with it until I find it. I got stuck. Okay, I'm still working my way through this. At this point, though, and I've lost concentration for whatever reason, but I do have the thought in my head, and actually, if I was smart, I would have tried to sing the melody line here, but as so often happens, when I'm in the middle of things, I think I'll never forget what it is that I'm doing, because at the moment, it's so clear, but inevitably, it happens that unless it's recorded, it disappears. find sometimes when I'm playing music, it almost becomes hypnotic. And that's when I notice that the music is something for my soul, regardless if anybody else ever hears it. Up. because as soon as you add lyrics, it changes things. And whenever I record stuff like this, I'm making stuff up on the fly, generally, or 95% of the time. It's another trick I'm learning to use over time is percussion on the guitar itself. Lots of ways to do this. You can discover it for yourself on whatever instrument you happen to use if it works. The guitar suits itself well to this. So this was really a session where I decided to let the palm tungsten run for a long time to capture all the boring stuff that I was doing. Like I said, this is long form, and you'll see that I'm sliding into a different direction, another song, or another part of a song, another part of my musical library that gets used from time to time. Songwriting. We would love to share that and hear more from you. More percussion. Here you can see that I'm in actuality a frustrated drummer. When I was a kid, my parents never allowed me to play drums for obvious reasons. The practicing would have killed them in our small house. So I opted for the next best thing in my mind at that time, which was the guitar. Now I'm glad. But I'm still a closet drummer. Something to smack and I'll smack it. I regularly play conga, sometimes bongos. I also have a cajon, which I don't play as often as I'd like. But, play one instrument at a time, generally, so. Here I'm sliding into free for all, make it up as you go along, which can create cool stuff sometimes. Allow yourself to mess around like this, too. Thank you. can see that as I chose to continue recording for a long time, the music changes up, shifts, directs itself, and I can pull stuff from this. Tell me later. Probably 10% of what I recorded here is something that I like and maybe want to use later. But that's 10% I never would have had otherwise. Downloading the CD and listening to it online or something like that. You can also subscribe to it using the RSS feed. For information about that, probably the best place to go is to the website, ruffmix.com. Or if you like, you can also subscribe by using iTunes. Just go to ruffmix. Alternatively, you can send me a note. Audio notes are very much appreciated. And if it's stuff that sounds good, is appropriate for the show, I'm happy to add it to another future episode. Thanks so much. Until next time, enjoy your music and may it be rough. If you like this podcast, tell your friends. And if you don't, tell your enemies.